Okay, sure, that's fine.
It's all. Then the dining room and living room are together. One large room. Kitchen. The hall. This is my bedroom. The living, this used to be our living room, but this is a bedroom we have a fireplace in, so I clean that. The bathroom. And the back bedroom. Three bedrooms. Living room.
Ever heard anybody, or ever hear older people call, or let me talk to you, ask you this way. Is this house very different from the house you grew up in?
This is similar, but at my grandparents' home, they had the parlor. They called it the parlor, and we were not allowed to go in there, only on special occasions. They had the organ in the parlor, and only very special occasions did we get to go in there when we would visit our grandparents. And my grandfather was one of the first ones to have a telephone. He was one of the first ones to have a car. And those things were really amazing to us, and we used to love to come out from town and ride in what we call the surrey, go fishing and all, with the horse pulling the surrey. And when we hear the songs now being sung about the surrey with the fringe on it, I know exactly what they're talking about because I rode in them. But we've always had, my home has always had a living room that we really used. That's what it was. It was a living room.
Now, the what kind of furniture? You mentioned you have an organ in his parlor. What's some of the other kind of furniture he had in there? What pieces?
Well, I could see that just as plain today as if I'd walked into the room, and in the center of the room, she had what she called a table, a round table, that she had with a big kerosene lamp on it that had the big old-fashioned globe and all. And then she had chairs, and in one place they had what she called the love seat, where it was just room for two people. And the rug in the room was made of straw, or braided, something of that. I guess it's what we would call grass rugs today. Something of that sort. And it was very unusual to go into homes that had rugs on the floors. Most of them were just the wooden floors, and they would make their own soap, lye soap, and use their grease from bacon, and well, most of them had their own hogs. They would kill the hogs, cure their own meat, have the white, or what we call salt pork now. They called it white, I don't know, what did they call it? I forgot what. Something.
White meat.
White meat or something, salted white meat. And they'd save all the grease and put that in a great big old wash pot. I've seen my mother do it when I was small. We used to have to keep the fire around the wash pot for her to make soap. And then they, oh, it's beautiful soap. We use it for laundry and all. And the washing, we used to have to. I still have the old-fashioned scrub board, we called it. They scrub clothes on it. And I said, well, I wanted that. That was one of the things I'd keep. I had that. And the flat irons they used to iron. Put them on the wood stove. And my brothers used to, two older brothers, used to work in a grocery store. And it was required that they wear white shirts. And when I was growing up, I was 13, 14, I'd have to help Mother with the ironing. And she had that iron on an old wood stove, and I'd get one little speck on that white shirt. I had to go wash it.